from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, at beautiful Chateau Alain in Bradleton for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody in Lithonia.
Right in Lithonia.
And Lithonia.
Yeah, out there in the cab.
There you go.
Greg, you all with us?
Broadcasting outside the Dave Pels Scoring Game School. Here at beautiful Chateau Alain. I'd like to, when I know these guys, I can't say it on the radio, okay, but this reminds me of a scene from The Sopranos where there was a wedding, a very expensive wedding, and I'm looking at the cars that are pulling in here, and it kind of looks like that. except the guy came by with one of those trucks, and they bring the cars down, those things that you don't want to drive behind.
Right.
When you're on the road.
Right.
Man.
Right. We've seen all kind roll up here this morning.
I mean, they'd make a killing here today. I ain't worried about it. I can say that because you ain't getting out of here with that.
Yeah.
You're just not getting out of here. I got lost this morning.
Did you?
Well, you get the directions, and, if you miss one little turnoff, but they are these lit up castles that if you miss a turnoff, you go, oh, I'll go over here to, Cinderella's castle, and I'm sure it's a hotel, and I can find out where I'm supposed to be. I had to go to the hotel.
Really?
Because I went to this one road that I thought was taking me where we are now, and it had a gate there, and of course, when you see that, and you realize that you got no code, and you got no card, that you can turn around.
And there's no guard.
No.
Individual to talk with,
and so you got to do the 3-point turnaround and all that, and it was an interesting morning. Hey, how you doing there? I've decided to just leave the show off to the side here.
Yeah.
I'll just wave like Sam's doing.
Neighbor,
yes, but yeah, it's they could have been more helpful.
Yeah,
and they got me over here, and the
the thing that got me the two roundabouts get you.
One, yeah, they didn't have one last year.
And then back to back, two of them right, one right behind the other. I mean, are there that many people living out here now?
I guess so.
I don't know.
We could speculate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I mean, it's one, you see one of them, but you see a second one right behind it. I'm like,
speaking of places.
As long as you could do a figure eight race on that thing. You could do one and then circle around and come back around.
This reminds me of Carrollton. I had to go out to Carrollton a couple times.
They don't have those in Carrollton.
Listen to me, man. I'm trying to tell you something here. The community, much like Bradleton here.
The alma mater.
And
is Carrollton.
Is Carrollton and, listen to me, Cartersville. Two places I have been to lately for different things. One was a dentist appointment, but I hadn't been in those communities for a while, and where I was going, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't want to say surprisingly beautiful, but it was because I hadn't been up there in a minute.
Well, Carrollton's the burbs. When I went to school down there, it was the sticks. but it's the burbs now.
Well, it was looking nice, much like this beautiful location that we have here today. We're going to talk a little WNBA. coming up next segment. So you want to stick around for that. Got a fresh casting call coming up. But Atlanta United, I couldn't get to Mike Conte all week long. Them boys took off and went out to L.A. and, well.
And then it didn't go too well.
You know what I mean?
You know, we got to see one of our new players. We got to see Alexei Marinchuk. And then it was good to see him there. You're trying to get him acclimated to the team and up to speed. You start last night with 9 games remaining, and you want to go out and just do something that gets you going in the right direction. And they played that way, you know, for most of the match. And then just the back end of it, you know, just gave up a couple of goals there late. One in the 76th minute, another one in the 84th minute, and that kind of just did us in. To give up those goals at that point. So, you know, it would have been great to at least left with 1 point. A draw would have been – that would have been good. You know, anything but what we got.
And a long flight back with your bottom lip hanging out.
And you got to work this week and get ready because now you got to go on the road up to Charlotte and play. And that's just it. You're coming back from this break with back-to-back road games. You, like I say, if you can't get the 2 points, you just want to get – either 3 points, you just want to get one. For the draw, if you can get it. We couldn't get that.
Do we have any sound? Forgive us, because we're out here in Braselton. I'm not sure if Noelle had her hands on or could access any of the sound from anything from the game last night or any sort of sound from post game.
Yeah, we don't have any. We definitely don't have any goals. And that's the thing.
All right, let's hear that. I wasn't sure she was on the air just talking to us, telling us that, but we do have some sound on what went wrong last night.
Okay.
No, I think it's pretty simple. Like, first half, we had the opportunity to score, we didn't score, and then second half, they had the opportunity to score. So I think we need to be more clinical, and it cost us the game.
John DeSilva talking about, you know, things that this team needs to tighten up on, just tighten the screws on. But, you know, it's been that way all season. I had some friends that live out in Los Angeles that went to the match last night. They go to see LA Galaxy, and, you know, and they're from, they have ties to the Atlanta area. So they went and dressed for Atlanta United.
Really?
To go out. This team, whereas the other teams that have come out there in the past kind of had an identity, this team has been trying to establish and reestablish its identity throughout this season because of players who've been out injured or players who transferred to other teams or the coach that was let go in midseason. So this team's like, who are we?
Right.
And here we are with 8 games left on the schedule, still trying to really establish an identity. And that's kind of what I told them. I said, this is where this team is at. There's still time, but you want to see that happen. It's something that, you know, usually Atlanta United, since this, you know, since the inception, we kind of knew who we are, who we were. You know, are we going to play? We knew they were going to go out and play a certain way, and we expected success, and most of the time we got it. It hasn't been that way this season. It's been different.
Everything has changed since Joseph Martinez left this team. And you could point that in the – it's just – well, I'll say him. Or got actually hurt before he left the team. It wasn't – he was still a member. But when he got hurt, was it the next year after they won the championship? He started getting dinged up a little bit.
Yep.
But ever since then. And then, you know, you talk about consistency, you talk about stability, and it's not like they didn't have the backing of the organization.
Right.
Atlanta United as an organization did everything they could to continue to be relevant and – one of the top teams talked about in this city. But, you know, you got grass looking greener over across the street, meaning playing in Europe or other parts of the world, which is what happens in soccer. It doesn't happen in any other sport. This is the maddening part about this sport, that guys could get to a point where their contract is ending or getting close to it, and then you hear these feelers out of this team or this European league or whatever trying to come and grab them.
Yeah, well, they could be in the middle of the contract, really, and they can pull them out, and the team gets compensated. And that's what happens in the case this year with Atlanta United. They got compensated handsomely for the players that have been transferred out. The thing is, do you get players who are comparable to step in and still get your team where you figured they would be when the season began? And that's been the question, the thing that's been so troubling about this team this year.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Hey.
I know this isn't soccer-related, but it is L.A.-related. We got any updates on Freddie Freeman's? Young son there? Or is everything still sort of status quo?
I've heard nothing. Just that You know, I guess he's supposed to be going through the recovery, which I understand, you know, may not be a quick one, something that may take some time. And so as far as we know, it's progressing. Freddie's back playing with the team. And we'll get to ask him here in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sure.
Weeks, because the Dodgers will be in town. The way the schedule would have it, the Braves played them in L.A. early in the season. And they haven't made their visit back to Atlanta, and they'll be here middle of September. So we look forward to seeing Freddie come to town and the Dodgers in town. And you know, and the thing of it is, you know, that's another team that you expect to see in October. I don't even got time to even think about that with them right now.
No,
you know
no,
what I mean.
No,
but we just need to go out and play ball.
Taking on Tampa Bay, meaning the Dodgers are, and they went out there and at home lost. This is what I'm talking about when it comes to sports. There's no way Tampa should go up and beat the Dodgers on paper, as they say,
right,
in Chavez Ravine. But they did.
Yeah.
And the thing about this Tampa Bay team is, people were talking about this yesterday, this guy has got kind of a Billy Beane sort of thing, but not necessarily small ball, but how he handles the pitching staff. And it's always like, it seems like throughout the year, it's you know, bullpen by committee or bullpen games. And they just seem to end up in the playoffs. Right? Now, they don't make any noise in the World Series, but, you know, nobody expected Arizona and Texas last year. So long as you get in there, and no telling what's going to happen.
That's the bottom line. You just want to make it. And that's kind of our mentality this time around. You just want to make it, you know, and have some momentum and have some people healthy going in.
So what do we talk about as we get ready for our next segment with Megan? We're going to talk WNBA, Atlanta Dream.
Talk WNBA, Dream, the big game. They look to fill up the big building tomorrow night, you know, downtown, see what's happened. And just as I talked about, you know, with Noel, the fact that the WNBA seems to be using these opportunities to shine the spotlight on some of the players, some of the greats who have been in this league. For a lot of people who are, you know, just really coming in and just really watching and paying attention. It may have been something that was off in the distance, but this year I think because of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and what they brought from the college game, and you know, that's what I always tell people, is rarely that we see the college game set the stage for the pro game. It's usually the other way around.
Dave Ashburn! The ball carrier. He's bringing a short game with him, too.
Look at him. He's ready to go. Dave is here. Hit him straight, all right?
That's a secure man right there. He's wearing pink pants.
Oh my goodness! He's in purple. He got them pants from Barney the Dinosaur.
He's a very secure. He's a secure man.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's fuchsia, isn't it? Mauve.
I don't know.
What color is that?
Eggplant.
I'm just saying, man. Why are you stopping?
Eggplant. That's the phrase I think I'd hear from you.
I'm trying to be descriptive of those shorts, man, to give people a little bit of an idea of what we're seeing here at wonderful Chateau Elan.
Everything that Noel was talking earlier about, and she was mentioning Nike slow rollout, Vasia shoes, and all of that merchandise, and you look at what's going on with the WNBA, and we can talk to Megan about this, is because everything happens so fast between the end of the college season and the start of the WNBA season and those young stars coming into the league and everybody wanting a piece of them and the stuff that we've seen happen to them that's changed the visibility of this league and the opportunities that have come. But it could continue. If I'm hearing you guys correctly, you're saying they've actually pulled back on the reins to let's do this right. We only get one shot at doing this correctly. And
one of them said they only get one shot.
Well, they do with this kind of visibility. This is the first time it's happened, so this is their one shot. You only get one chance to make a first impression. And to a lot of people and a lot of companies, unfortunately, because we've already talked about how they've come to the party late, this is their one chance to impress them. So that's what I mean by that statement. You get one shot to make that impression, and I think maybe they're taking it a little slow, looking at this more of a marathon than a sprint. And we can talk to Megan about that up next.
Okay, sure.
I could be wrong with my assessment, but that's what ran through my mind as I sit out here at Chateau Elan. That's what happens. The beauty sort of clouds my reality.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, a little bit of that. And then pink shorts. This is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, right outside the beautiful Dave Pelz Scoring Game School at Chateau Alain, up in Brazelton for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. And it is just getting beautiful. It's getting postcard-like out here, right?
Yeah, it is.
What they call it, the Chamber of Commerce days?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we got. And it's still rolling in, getting ready to play. How you doing?
I tried to get over there and weasel a little couple, you know, 9-iron shots off of Dave.
Yeah.
He's getting warmed up. He's in that playing mode. But we're right next to the driving range.
Yeah.
So I ran over there real quick. I was chipping earlier. I put one in a hole. It wasn't a golf hole.
It was a hole.
And I couldn't see the ball. It went down in the hole.
Is it in the hole?
So we're having fun out here. Are you ready to talk to Megan L. Hall?
Yes.
I almost made the mistake of just calling her Megan Hall, but I didn't want to offend her they want that initial thrown in there.
Get it right.
So good morning, Megan.
Morning.
Thank you again for joining us.
Good morning. And yeah, I had to put the initial out there. Apparently Megan Hall is a really popular name, which I did not know until I got married. So, you know, I have to get a little fancy here.
Okay. And not worse than, you know, you Google your name and you found
other people
who have it.
90 people show up.
And what they do.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
So, what were we talking about yesterday with Noel having to do with the WNBA that we wanted to bring over to this conversation with Megan? We talked to Dave Dan Gads yesterday, and he was talking about the growth. That's his job with Dream, but he was also talking about the overall growth of the league. When you talk about it, I guess we'll bring you in at that point, Megan. When you look at now at the overall growth of the league, the growth, if you want to pinpoint the Atlanta Dream, do you feel like it's in a good spot right now? The things that they should be pushing a little bit harder to bring visibility to it, or you like where it's at right now?
I think there's a lot of great things happening, but I think for me, from my perspective, there's always room to continue growing. One of the things that the league has talked about at length is storytelling and leaning into that. I thought the Dream did a fantastic job of that. I think that was last season where they did a whole entire content series of like Made for the A, and it was hey, you know, this is my journey to the Atlanta Dream and how I got here. That was a really great inside look at, you know, folks like Cheyenne Parker Tyus and how she became a mom and how she got integrated into Atlanta. And that's the type of storytelling that not only fans want, but like as someone who's actively covering the team, like you want those stories too. You want to be able to see more of those. So I think as the league continues to grow, you know, you have this new media rights deal that, you know, will start in a couple of years here. And I think as you lean more into those opportunities to tell the stories, like, yeah, the league's going to continue growing. You also have to think about, too, that college basketball is continuing to, you know, just grow and grow and grow. And right now you're seeing this convergence of college basketball and WNBA, you know, hitting each other essentially or merging right at the same time. And so I think those are going to be tied going forward, especially, you know, class of 2025. Paige Beckers is coming a couple of years later. You're going to get Juju Watkins, hopefully. Like, you know, there's a lot happening, a lot of good growth going on.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this Sunday morning with Megan L. Hall. And she is social. You can find her at It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall. Thoughts about what we have before us here, especially before we get into tomorrow night, the way the Atlanta Dream has returned from the Olympic break. Seemed like there's some renewed energy with this program. Some people are healthy, and we're seeing them getting some bounces and some breaks and winning some games that kind of got away from them, you know, when they were playing them earlier in the season.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, to be honest with you, I think a lot of that has to be contributed to having the pieces that you thought you would, you know, when the Dream went out and got Tina Charles and Jordan Canada in the offseason. I think for them, Jordan Canada opens up so much more. Obviously, it helps you. You've got your floor general, right? You've got someone on the floor who can facilitate, but it frees up Ryan Howard. It frees up Ali Chagray. And Tina Charles has been playing a lot more free, I think, as of late. And that's all great, you know, positive signs for the Dream. They're healthy, like you mentioned. Injuries were just absolutely, they were brutal before the Olympic break. And so I think really, this is just my opinion, but I don't think there's any team who really benefited more from the Olympic break than the Atlanta Dream. It finally gave them a chance to get healthy. We talked to several players, Haley Jones, Maya Caldwell, Nia Coffey, who all said, hey, we spent time together with the Olympic break. We were playing games. Things got a little, you know, feisty and we were playing Taboo and we didn't realize how competitive we were. You know, so that sounds like they had fun. And they were able to lean into that and then transfer that to the court.
Megan L. Hall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I promise not to make this question as long-winded and nonsensical as the last one. what are we looking at when we look at Tina Charles? And I asked this to Noelle yesterday, too. Does she get, do you believe, the just due for the type of player she has been throughout her career? We do this on the male side all the time. We make jokes about the fact that people have to remember, oh, yeah, Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR championships. Oh, Tim Duncan, he's not always the first power forward you think of when you talk about all-time greats in the NBA. So is Tina Charles getting the due you believe after the record that she just set last week?
I think you're starting to see shades of it, but I don't think that you'll probably see it until whenever that day comes that Tina retires. I like to think of it as, you know, you have people who are what I like to say, like humbly great. The folks who, you know, it is all about organization, all about team, all about everyone else but themselves. And that is Tina Charles through and through. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that, you know, when we go back and look at these conversations, we're like, oh, man, we should have been making more noise about this. Or, oh, man, like, what is this? You know, why didn't we say more about this? And I think that's because Tina didn't necessarily want it that way. She wants it to be about the team. She wants it to be about, you know, the bigger long-term goals. And I think that's the way she wants it. But I think if you're asking me, oh, no, we're throwing a party. I'm getting streamers. We're going to be loud, megaphone. I need all the things. You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes, you know, you gotta give people their flowers while you still can, right? And I don't want it to take someone retiring before we're finally like, oh, man, what a career. Like, you know what I mean? We watched the Dream the other night give Tina Charles basketball with, you know, her record broken on it and a tribute video. And it was the first time I have seen Tina cry, kind of, you know, shed tears. She's not very emotional, at least from our perspective, let me say that, from the media perspective. But it was so good to see her, you know, watch this video, see Gino, you know, Ariema, you've got her mom on this video, Tina Thompson's on this video. I mean, fantastic, you know, fantastic video. Dionys Rossi as well. And just to see her kind of show some emotion, you knew how much it meant to her, which in that moment, the only thing I could think about is we've got to start giving people their flowers more often, letting them know how much we appreciate them, their contributions to the game. And it's I tweeted this the other night, but it's an honor to get to witness her greatness. Is something about seeing Tina and Diana Taurasi on the same court that just blows your mind, and you don't, you know, it's you're getting ready for a regular season game, but that's history standing right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, we've got to do that job of giving people their flowers regularly.
Megan, it seems like there's something that's really happening right now with the WNBA. And you talk about some things that, you know, maybe some things that are taking place this season that may have caught them off guard. And obviously, we think about one thing this past week where you had a game playing in Boston that wasn't, you know, made available on television. You know, to me, that's, you dropped the ball. Maybe you underestimated it. Maybe you didn't plan for it, whatever. But it seems like when you talk about really seizing an opportunity to tell your story, yeah, one of them was Tina Charles. One is coming tomorrow night. We're going to have members from the 96 Olympic team that really launched the WNBA when Indiana comes to town. And then just last night, Indiana at Minnesota with Maya Moore. That's my GOAT. I mean, a lot of people want to say this new player in is the greatest and whatnot, and she just got here. Maya did, and then quickly her star just vanished. And we talk about how long Tina Charles has been here, but in her short window of time, Maya did so much. And I feel personally about her because I covered her high school career here in town at Collinsville High School, and so very proud of her. She got her recognition with Caitlin in the building. Talk about that.
Yeah, man. You know, I watched the game last night. Obviously, it was a great game. It was great to see Maya there. I think it was they got her on, you know, the broadcast, and she's speaking on the broadcast. But my favorite part of the whole night was actually the storytelling that went on during her retirement ceremony. And, you know, there was people who we were conversing online on Twitter, you know, back and forth about, you know, more people should have access to this, or people say, no, that's fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I think it just speaks to the media rights deal that the WNBA has in terms of decision making. You know, obviously this is decided before the season, right? You decide what games are, you know, going to be on TV, what are, you know, what matchups you'll promote this way or that way. But I think one of the things that I'm looking forward to when the new media rights deal comes on is having more control, the WNBA having more control over what games are, you know, promoted in certain areas and not. I think, you know, obviously the Lynx did their job and they wanted, you know, they wanted it to be a certain way or whatnot, but I think it would have been fantastic for more people to have seen, you know, that retirement ceremony other than through the WNBA app. And so for me, I think this is one of those things where it's like, how do you find the correct balance of storytelling and making sure that you have access to it, making sure that people are invested and want to tell those stories. I do think that, you know, the game in TD Garden earlier in the week, yeah, Dejanay Carrington called out the league for it. She's like, what is this? Why, you know, why wasn't this on TV? And, you know, obviously the WNBA hasn't commented. You know, as far as I know, I think their hands were tied because of their media rights deal. But then it, you know, just speaks to, okay, when we get these deals going forward, like, these are the things we need to be thinking about. You got a sold-out game of 19,000 people plus. It's the first WNBA game in TD Garden, right? And this is no slight to the Sparks, but, like, the Sparks aren't fantastic right now. So, you know, you came to watch the Sparks and the Sun, and sold-out game, Jason Tatum pulls up, Drew Holiday pulls up, like, you know, hey, people are here, and it wasn't on TV, and that was a bummer, right? Like, that was like, wow. We really, you know, we really got to offer more opportunities. But I will say this, the more that the league continues to grow, the more that these matchups continue to draw, you know, the record numbers, you know, more specifically, I'm thinking about also, like, you know, Monday night's game against the Dream and Fever. The more that you're going to want to see it being on larger, you know, national TV networks.
Yep.
Ask your question. Go ahead.
No, I just think it's cool also that the members of the Olympic team from 96 will be there, because people get a chance to see them in front of this big crowd. I think that's so important, and we're going to be doing that here in town tomorrow night.
Big night. Big night. You want to bring her in, have a little fun with Megan, and bring her on something we talked about yesterday?
What was that?
You and Noel put your teams together, and we'll see if Megan can pick which one. We had a little fun yesterday, Megan. We were talking obviously WNBA, and conversations went down a rabbit hole a little bit. But anyway, as we came up, Noel and Sam chose their all-time UConn and Tennessee teams. And wanted to see who would win. Now, obviously, Sam thinks his team's going to win, if you can remember who yours, and Noel, she's there and she's ready to come if she can, with her five. And we want to see who you think would win. So, Sam, who were your five? Actually, you had like six Tennessee players. You remember who they were?
I got them right here. Got Shamiqua Hoseclaw, Candace Parker, got Kara Lawson running the point, got Tamika Catchings, and Nikki McRae or Michelle Snow. I go to Nikki McRae and give me Cindy Brogdon off the bench.
And we're up against it. So, Noel, can you, or if you have a second, Noel? Yeah, no, impressive, right? Noel, are you too busy right now to come on?
We got Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird. Who did I have playing the wing? Maya Moore in the wing. Stewie and Tina Charles Center.
There you go. Is she leaving off Rebecca Lobo?
Rebecca Lobo coming off the bench. Oh, all right, we're up against it, Megan. Who wins? this is like family feud. You only got a second. Tick, 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 tick.
Why would you do this to me? Oh my gosh. I actually wrote these down in front of me so I could like review them. To be honest with you, I don't know, y'all. Every time I think that I'm leaning one way, I can't. I'm actually probably going to say. I'm going to say Noelle's probably just because, wow.
She's going with UConn. Really all right.
Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
Go with
well,
UConn. That's no
all right.
And that breaks my heart because Candace Parker is my goat.
As you know, that's why we play the games. But anyway, Megan, we just want to have a little fun with you. Yeah, you're part of the show right now, so we include you in all this stuff. But thank you as always. We will be talking to you soon, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
For sure, for sure. Thanks, y'all. I appreciate you.
There you go, Megan O'Hall. It's from USA Today. Up next, got some money flying through the air. Going to let you know how you can get some casting call jobs. That's up next. And remember, 9 o'clock hour, going to get back to Georgia Tech, Florida State. Joe Patrick's going to join us, talk to Falcons, and get you set for today's matchup. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, here at the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament.
Place somewhere up in the way. Where the people are so
he's taking pictures, and we are live on the radio at Chateau Alain. That's Sam Crenshaw for you. Sam and Greg, we are out here in front of the Dale Pelz Scoring Game School at Chateau Alain. We're here for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Before we get into fun, and while Sam's down there doing some crazy stuff, I'm just showing Mike. These guys, the picture, which I didn't get a chance to, but it gives me another opportunity to remind you since we're doing casting call. Check out the Red One trailer. Comes out November 15th. The Rock, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and me. That's
all you need to know. This one where you shut down the mall, right?
Yeah. We did it at Von Mar there. And that's where I discovered that The Rock has his own base camp. We have our, you know, everybody else has their own base camp, and you get a little slot for your trailer or whatever. I said, where's The Rock's at? They went, look over there. See where that black tarp is around the fence? That's his base camp, and there's three trailers in there. And, you know, that's what happens when you get to his level. You know what we have? We have a brand new casting call.
We've been waiting on this.
I told you, well, yesterday, you said I'd have one. Where are my glasses at here? We'd have one today. And even though it is slow as molasses out there, there's job opportunities in front of the camera. Found. Mm-hmm. I'll run NBC. Second season. They are looking for a featured wife role. Okay, so this is going to be, I guess you say a wife, African-American, black. That's what I say because, you know, you ain't got to talk, so you could be from Jamaica. So you don't have to be African-American, so to speak. But they need a black woman, female, 30s to 40s. That's one. And then for the same episode, they need a number of people, multiple roles, everything from clerical workers to cops to correction officers, detectives, retirement home residents, joggers, neighbors, volunteer nurses, pedestrians,
wow,
everything. So that's, you'll see under Casting TaylorMade for Found. And there's multiple days of shooting going on. Hilton Casting doing a couple projects, one on Netflix called His and Hers. This is stand-ins. They need stand-ins, and stand-ins pay more. Because you are following, you are the, if I'm in a movie with starring Sam Crenshaw and I am your stand-in, I follow you all day. Where you eat, I don't eat with the extras, I eat with you. So I get the better food. So that's,
nice.
I get the better food, I get a bigger paycheck.
Nice.
So they are looking for a female stand-in. Let me get the specs here, also black. Or biracial, or multiracial, it says here. I'm not writing this down. This is how they put it. The age, you know, I've been saying this for years. The industry needs what they need when they need it. They ain't trying to be politically correct, right? And when I've done some projects where they just don't say they need black folks, they need dark black folks. Because it's something maybe being shot in Africa, literally. And so whatever they need, I'm going to give it to you. They also need a Caucasian male. 5'11 to 6 feet tall, 18 years of plus. This is the same project, His and Hers, over on Netflix. Mike raised his hand. He goes, that's me. I know I'm trying to get Noel on this, but P-Valley, they're still looking for people who are. Now, I don't know if, Noel, you got any experience as an actual casino staff member. Like, could you actually be a roulette dealer, a craps dealer, blackjack dealer, poker dealer? Well, if not you, whoever out there that fits that category, Hilton Casting is looking for you for P-Valley. Extras Casting Atlanta got a really, really fun project reaching out to the Asian community. Need men and young girls for their needs this particular week. So that's what's in front of the camera. I tell you, just go to the casting director's social media pages. The ones I haven't mentioned, you see the list on the breakdown, but you can go to the social media pages. They're trying to keep the doors open during this slow time. So they are looking, you know, they're doing commercials. They're doing things in Chattanooga, in Nashville, Memphis, you know, downstate. Okay. Yeah, okay. They're just, like I said, there's projects being done. A lot of the commercials aren't being affected by the work slowdown in the film and television industry. And they got to keep coming. The industrials, they haven't slowed down because of it. So there is work out there. It's just kind of few and far between, but you got to want it. You want to get a job behind the camera? You got a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew? I walk you through where to find those, starting at Georgia.org. And it changes daily. So if you don't see anything today, go back there Monday afternoon, Wednesday morning, whenever it is. The same thing with the social media pages of the casting directors. They're loading up stuff all the time. The link to the Georgia Department of Labor, in case you got a minor in the house, the voiceover connections, Bill Seller and Atlanta Voiceover Studio, and a generic version of how to submit yourself if you've never done it before. There you go.
All right.
And I found out some information the other day. I sat down there with George Pierre. Shout out to George Pierre, one of the top casting directors, not extras casting director. He used to be an extras casting director, but he's not now, and he's big time. But I didn't know that one of the projects I did, which I thought was getting caught up in the mix because of the strike, has actually been running on Lifetime. The Life and Times of Miss Cleo.
Really?
I did that like 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
Forgot about it. I remember I had such a kick out of it because I had an out-of-body experience because my – I'm not telling tales out of school because the thing has aired already, but I am the father of Miss Cleo's friend. So this takes place, my scene takes place when they're like teenagers.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I'm getting a bill because these two knuckleheads are making these long distance calls and talking to people, you know, Miss Cleo stuff, right?
Right.
So I got to go over and fuss at the girl's mother, Miss Cleo's mother, and go, your daughter and my daughter have been doing blah, 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 blah. Well, you got to stop this. But her mother is played by, of all people, Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince.
Oh, really?
And Daphne Maxwell.
Okay,
and
okay.
So I had to go get ill with Aunt Viv. So I had to have an out-of-body. I was like, you know who you're yelling at? This, like this voice in the back of my head that's going on. So anyway, that's going on right now. And, you know, I don't usually tout what I've done. I just mention it once and move on. But as we approach the holidays, I've already talked about Red One.
Right.
Talked about Dear Santa, which these are all projects that got booted from last year, and they are now airing. Dear Santa is a bunch of kids who are reaching out to Santa, and something happens, and next thing you know, not talking to Santa. They're talking to the guy on the other end, and Satan, played by Jack Black.
Yikes.
So that's a good one right there. And then, of course, there's a couple others I can't mention right now. But those are coming up. The Red One trailer, Jack, the Dear Santa one. And then Tyler Perry's got to mention Mr. Perry, right? Beauty and Black coming to Netflix.
Okay.
In the beginning of the year. And the latest Superman Legacy. So, a lot of stuff to talk about here. And while it seems like a lot, it is really slow. You can see the articles being written. They're like 30, 35, 40% down from last year as far as the productions being shot all around the city. So any questions about any of this stuff, you can see it on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/castingcall. There you go.
All right.
See, I wanted to spend some time, instead of going off into some other knucklehead stuff like I'm about to do, I wanted to make sure
Knucklehead stuff?
Well, I thought about this because we were talking about you and Noel put together your all-time Tennessee team in the all-time UConn team.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
But we did that off the heels of me asking you two about what I asked Megan, too. Does Tina Charles get her due? Mm-hmm. Is she in that category of all-time greats that you have to go, oh, yeah, I forgot about her? Now, obviously, as Megan said, you got to wait till she's retired and see how the conversation swirls from there. But will she get her due? And it got me thinking about, you know what, I'm going to put together – five guys in all NBA team. And I'm going to use some names that you have to go, oh, yeah. And you tell me if they can be beat. Now, I'm going to take two guys off the rip. I'm going to start with Michael and Magic. But the other three are secondary thoughts when you think about all-timers at those positions. So I'm talking about the two forwards and now the center. This is who I'm choosing. Where's my list here? Akeem.
Okay.
Tim Duncan.
Okay.
And Nikola Jokic.
What do you think about Jokic? He's happening now.
He's happening now, but I'm telling you, I'm not even waiting. That's why I threw him in there, to get that reaction from you. But
well, he's happening now, and I think it's a different age. In the social media age, the guys you're talking about didn't play in the social media age.
No, they didn't.
Okay, well, this guy is.
But he still got the game. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He's got the game, but he's going to get his due. He's not going to be an old, by the way.
Do you think? All right. Yeah, so, having said that, do you think in 10 years, when you have this conversation in the barbershop with other people in this business, and you say, "Give me your all-time center," and or give me your top?
I don't know if they'll say he's the all-time center, but he won't be somebody that'll be an old, by the way. I don't think at all he'll be that. Because if he's not the top three,
he's an put him in.
It's something that has happened since that time with the guys you previously mentioned. Those guys didn't have the kind of social media presence where the game just followed you wherever you went. You didn't have to be at a place to see the game. The game follows you now, and that is so different. And that's the situation that he's playing in. So he won't be a Tim Duncan. He's not in a major city. I mean, he's in a major city, but he's not in, like, we always said a guy had to be in New York or Chicago and L.A. He's in Denver.
I never thought that either, and so I'm going to push back on both of those. And by the way, Houston's not a small city. That's where Akeem was.
No, it's not.
And he's not. Listen, people who follow the game, they will put those guys in. I'm talking about the overall conversation, people who just talk basketball.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the top three, you say, oh, yeah, let me put him in at number four or him at number five. That's what I mean when I say the oh, yeah factor. We all know what kind of player Tim Duncan is, but for whatever reason, we go and we get, you know, name the person. It could be Karl Malone. It could be – and I'm not talking about centers when I talk about Tim Duncan. I'm talking about power forwards.
Yeah.
You Barkley. You talk about other guys. Before you mention Tim Duncan, then you go, oh, yeah, I forgot about the dude with five rings.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I believe.
But we will be more conscious of him. But I'm saying Jokic won't have that problem. Look at what he just did in Paris. Okay, so any one of the guys you talk about do what he did in Paris?
I get what you're saying in the social media, but we still know the games that came before him.
In the Olympics.
So what are you saying? Because of the social media aspect of it, they're going to forget about Shaq, and they're going to forget about Wilt, and they're going to forget about all the other great all-time centers?
No, these guys are always going to talk about them.
So that's what I'm saying.
Persona, you're talking about guys who would be forgotten. You're saying Jokic is a guy
Not forgotten. Yeah. Just, oh, yeah. Not in the top three or four chosen at those positions.
I don't think he'll be that.
All right, so then let's finish this out, and we'll get because we got a break here. You can take Michael and Magic, too. Give me your three as far as the forwards and the center that would beat that team.
I don't know. I hadn't really thought of this. You're the one.
I brought it. Well, you've been giving me all the reasons it ain't going to work, but I'm saying take a second.
You mentioned one, and I said this one won't fit that. Jokic won't be that.
I and the reason I took him is because of the way he's being talked about now, and I still don't believe. Listen, we can talk about great power hitters. For whatever reason, at some point, somebody going to bring up Babe Ruth, who was around long before social media because of who he was and what
he
meant
large,
to being a power. Okay, well, you can't. Then you got to throw that in there. Shaq's larger than life.
Yeah,
I think Shaq
absolutely
will be on many people's list, and a few other guys.
And then there's some people that say that Shaq should have won more championships than he did.
Well, that's true.
You know, there are a lot of people who say that about him. But he's his larger life persona. And the fact that post-career, no one has done post-career like Shaq.
No big man, period.
Yep.
Before that, he was the first big man to be ingratiated by the audience. Because everybody, you know, the guy before that who was, you know, was Kareem. And you had stoic big men before that.
And you had that with Wilt.
Oh, geez.
You know, you know, so yeah. Right.
Anyway, like I said, I was just thinking about it when we were talking about Tina Charles and these guys. And I thought, you know, everybody's going to go with Michael and Magic for the most part as far as their guards all time. But it's those other three that I thought, you know, there's some also-rans that I think get left off a lot of lists. And I would happily put them on there. I would got no problem making Hakeem Olajuwon my number one big man when I put a team together. I really don't. It ain't going with Tim Duncan, but they're not the ones that always traditionally are chosen in the, you know, first three. Unless you're a hardcore basketball fan. That I have found in the discussions that we've heard at the barbershop and at, you know, other places. So, but I appreciate you knocking it down.
Yeah. Well, just one of them. Another ones I've seen again, but I think because of the circumstances and the time that he's playing in, it'd be a little different.
Well, I'm done with that. I just wanted to see if we can get that in there. Are you ready for this 9 o'clock hour?
Let's do it.
Talk a little bit about what is now the upset of the year.
Week zero?
Yeah, week zero.
Is the upset of the year?
Upset of the year. And listen, it'd be hard-pressed to find one that happens next week that could be a bigger upset, short of Georgia losing in Texas. But listen, Florida State and Georgia Tech yesterday in Ireland, that was a game we're going to talk about next. Joe Patrick's going to let us know what he thinks we should be looking for when the Falcons kick off against the Steelers in the season, and maybe get a little. I'm sure he got something to say about Atlanta United too. Yeah, because he follows them.
Yeah,
nice.
He will.
Anyway, as we sit out here in beautiful Chateau Alon in front of the Dale Pels. I always want to say something else. Dave Pels Scoring Game School for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament at Chateau Alon at Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.